Hi, this is Josh McDowell. Welcome to the audio version of my book, The Da Vinci Code, A Quest for Answers. In our last episode, we discovered that the Bible was written in three different languages by more than 40 different authors over a 1,500-year period. The styles in which it was written are as varied as the authors who wrote them. Now, that's quite a far cry from the oversimplistic, quote, historical record of tumultuous times, end quote, described in the Da Vinci Code. But can the Bible be trusted? Aren't there other historical documents that counter its claims? These are the questions that Chris, Andrea, and Matt are going to start looking at in this episode.
When it comes to the Old Testament, the evidence clearly supports the position that the Hebrew Scriptures, as we know them today, were collected and recognized long before Constantine, possibly as early as the 4th century B.C., and certainly no later than 150 B.C.
Before Jesus?
Yes. The last books the Jews recognize, overwhelmingly as authoritative, as being written by the true prophets of God, were Malachi, which was written sometime around 450 to 430 B.C., and Chronicles, which was written no later than 400 B.C. These books appear in the Greek translation of the Hebrew Scriptures, called the Septuagint, which was created between 250 and 150 B.C. In other words, the books of the Old Testament were collected and translated into Greek not by the Vatican, not by the Emperor Constantine, not even by early Christians, but more than 100 years before Jesus' birth as a result of the consensus of generations of Jewish rabbis and scholars. I'd say that's fairly definitive.
But it's not the Old Testament Tiebing focuses on. He says there were more than 80 original Gospels, but only 4 were chosen. And those were chosen for political purposes to make people believe that Jesus was divine so they could use his influence to solidify their own power base.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about that?
About 80 Gospels? No. I've known for years that there were so-called Gospels that don't appear in copies of the Bible today. I could even have told you the names of some of them. The Gospel of Thomas is probably the most famous.
So that's a real book?
Yes.
So that much is true then?
But there's no record of anywhere near 80 Gospels, as Tiebing says. Look, okay, before I read this, though, let me ask you a question. If I laid on the table 2 different Gospels and told you one was written within a few decades of Jesus' life and the other was written 100 or 200 years later, which would you consider to be the most important, the most reliable?
The one that was written closest to the actual event.
Remember that, because that's going to be important. Matt, did you read this?
There were not more than 80 gospel documents. For example, the Nag Hammadi Library, published in English in 1977, consisted of 45
separate
titles.
Wait a minute. That sounds familiar. Oh, here it is. Tiebing mentions the Coptic scrolls in 1945 at Nag Hammadi. I knew it sounded familiar.
Yeah. Nag Hammadi is in Egypt, and it was a major discovery of ancient documents. The biggest, until the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered a few years later.
Yeah, he mentions those too.
Yeah, which is really weird.
Weird, why?
Well, first because, what date does he give you for the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls?
He says they were found in the 1950s in a cave near Qumran in the Judean Desert.
For a character who's supposed to be a British royal historian, that's really weird. History unequivocally records a discovery in the winter of 1946 or 47.
So he's off by a few years.
But that's not even the weirdest part. He says the Dead Sea Scrolls included some of the Gospels Constantine supposedly tried to destroy. But there's not a single Gospel in the Dead Sea Scrolls. They were the library of an ascetic Jewish group called the Essenes, not Christians.
Really?
Excuse me, you two. I was in the middle of reading something when you went skipping off on your little rabbit trails. I'll start at the beginning again. There were not more than 80 gospel documents. For example, the Nag Hammadi Library, published in English in 1977, consisted of 45 separate titles, and not all of them were gospels. In fact, it names 5 separate works as gospels: Truth, Thomas, Philip, Egyptians, and Mary. The collection of the Gnostic scriptures by Bentley Layton has just short of 40 works, 3 of which bear the title Gospel and overlap with the Nag Hammadi list. In fact, most of these works were not Gospels. The most generous count of extra-biblical documents appears in Harvard professor Helmut Keister's introduction to the New Testament. That count stands at 60, excluding 27 books in the New Testament. However, a vast majority of these works were not Gospels. Okay, so let's suppose Teabing was way off. This still says there are at least five other Gospels. It seems to me that's his main point.
Yeah, I never even knew that much.
You ever read any of those, Chris?
A couple. They're not that hard to find.
Well, what do they say?
Are you sure you want to hear?
Why? What's that supposed to mean?
I don't want to spoil anything for you. I'm thinking it might be better to wait until we've all finished the book.
Oh, sure. Like, that's going to happen.
I'm starting to think you're enjoying this too much. I'm going to get another latte.
Is he upset?
No. I think he's just getting impatient.
You think he'll stop reading the book if I keep going?
No. No. I don't think so. Besides, I'm really interested in what you're saying.
Maybe I've been going about this all wrong.
What do you mean?
Hey, guys, listen, I got an idea. Instead of me doing all the talking, why don't you guys swing by my house after we finish here, and I can loan you a few books. You can start researching some of these things with me.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. It was getting to the point where I could see your lips moving, but all I was hearing was blah, blah, blah.
All right. This is going to be fun.
So what do you think? How much validity would you give to the Gnostic Gospels? In our next episodes, we'll take a deeper look at the Gnostic Gospels and contrast them with a canon of scripture we have today. Why were some books chosen while others were left out? Was there a hidden agenda behind the selection process? Join us again as we continue our quest for answers. Until then, this is Josh McDowell. Thanks for listening.
The Da Vinci Code, A Quest for Answers, is produced by Campus Crusade for Christ.